Previously on Algoa FM.
She is a self-published author, hailing all the way from Port Elizabeth, featured in You magazine in 2022, featured on GakeNet program Quirkies, and over 1,000 copies of her book, Overcomer, has been sold since the launch in 2022. And this book as well has been used as a rehabilitation at St. Albans Prison. Plus, it is abroad on the logo ship. I'm talking to the one and only Nikki Harmse. Nikki, welcome to Algoa FM. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm all good, except for the wind outside. It's nasty.
I know. The weather was very interesting today. You know, there was sun. It started off being a really beautiful day. And then out of nowhere, the rain just said no.
The wind was like, I'm here to rock.
Yes. No, we've been rocking all the way. Now, you know what? Another thing that's been interesting is your book, Overcomer. Did you always know that you wanted to write a book?
No.
Wow.
Definitely not. It was not part of the plan. It just sort of just happened.
I love that. You know what? Sometimes it's the things that are not a part of the plan that I guess really challenge us, take us to the next level. It's when you're uncomfortable, right?
Yes.
And I'm sure it wasn't as comfy writing a book, especially if it wasn't part of the plan.
Definitely not. It really pushed me, my limits.
I love that. You know, that's what we want to dive into and so much more here on Algoa FM. So it is Mythbusters, and our listeners have come up with 3 myths about being a female author. And so I want you to help us bust some of these myths, right? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Love it. So the first myth is that people believe that writing a book is all about waiting for inspiration to kind of strike before you do it, right? So can you tell me a little bit about, do you feel like you had to wait for inspiration, or that's not really that true?
Definitely not. I disagree, because with me, it sort of just happened. I believe that everything happens at its appointed time.
Yeah.
And when it's the appointed time, everything just flows. So yeah, it just flowed.
Wow, I love that. And I mean, speaking of flowing, sometimes you feel as though you need to have everything planned out before you start writing, you know? So tell me, another myth is that authors need to have this clear roadmap. Did you have a clear roadmap for Overcomer, or did the story kind of evolve as you started writing it?
Okay, so full disclosure, Overcomer book started out as a journal. Writing has always brought me a sense of peace and clarity. So I started a journal about my experiences, for example, being raped, having an abortion at the age of 14, not telling a soul, becoming suicidal. And this journal was basically the story of my life until one day during my prayer time, God told me to release the journal. And I was like, no way. What are people going to say?
Yeah.
And because I was afraid of being judged, I delayed releasing this book for a whole year. And you know that feeling you get in the pit of your stomach? It's a mixture of nerves and excitement with a touch of urgency. I had that feeling.
Yeah.
And then God told me, your disobedience is delaying someone else's breakthrough.
Wow.
And that was like a light bulb moment for me. That's when I realized it's not about me. So I released Overcomer in the hopes that my story would inspire others to speak up so that, yeah, so that they can do the same. There was definitely no roadmap whatsoever.
Wow. You know what? As you speak to me right now, you're firstly so inspirational. I think that your story is truly inspiring. But also, you don't strike me as someone who is very introverted, you know, especially if you're empowering other people to share their own stories. There's this perception that authors are very introverted. You know, they don't speak to people. They keep to themselves. Is this true? This is like one of the last myths that we have and one of the biggest ones that our listeners had. Is this one true?
Let me just say, I am a loud and proud extrovert.
I love it.
I do not hide behind my pen.
Yes.
Jokes aside, before releasing Overcomer, I had to basically come out to my family. I had to tell them about what happened to me, and one of my aunts begged me not to publish. She said to me, can't you change the story and make it seem as if it happened to someone else? I was so disappointed. I expected support, but my aunt was more concerned about what people would think instead of what actually happened to me. So this encounter made me determined to own my story. It made me realize that we grew up in an era where you didn't talk about rape and abortion. Those were taboo subjects, you know, that were kept hush hush and swept under the rug.
Yeah.
Then and there I decided that I was not going to be silenced. We cannot repeat the mistakes of our forefathers. We have to do better for the next generation. I don't want anyone else to feel alone after being raped or having an abortion. And you know, there's a young girl out there that needs to know that she won't be silenced. There's a young man out there that needs to know that he won't be judged.
Yeah.
So we need to create a safe space so that healing can begin, not just for us, but for all the generations to come. And you know, one of my favorite quotes is, your past does not disqualify you from your purpose. In fact, it prepares you for it. And I firmly believe that every experience, good, bad and ugly, has prepared us for what lies ahead. And as a result, I am brutally honest about my life experiences so that those who are going through the same thing know that, one, they are not alone, yeah, and two, that their trials and tests that they're going through right now will not last forever. And if I can overcome, then so can they.
Wow. I need to read this entire book because you've got me so hooked, Nikki Haramsa. I mean, I just want to throw in a bonus myth there. Sometimes they say writing a book takes really long. Is that true? Did it take you long or not really?
It definitely did not take long. Like I've said previously, when it flows, it flows.
Yeah.
And I started out just using it as a journal, but before I knew it, the book was done.
Wow.
And then I was like, okay, what now? And then I was like so scared to release it. And I got to a point where God was like, you got to do it now.
Yes.
And you know that pressure you feel?
Oh.
I felt that pressure and I just had to do it so that I could have peace.
Wow. And now that you have peace, what's next?
So I do motivational speaking. I do counseling. Mm-hmm. And when the book was published and released, my inbox was flooded with young girls saying, you know, the same thing happened to me and you're the first person that I'm telling. And that was the goal that I wanted to achieve. So I can almost sit back and say, you know what? I'm so glad that I didn't allow my fears to hold me back, because now I can be there for those who are going through exactly the same thing. And when I was their age, I didn't have anyone.
Yeah.
So I definitely feel like the mission was accomplished.
I love that. Nikki Haramsa. I mean, before I let you go, I just want to know, where can we get this book?
Okay, so the book is available on the Logo Ship, on Amazon. I also have a Facebook page called Overcome a Book. I've got an Instagram handle called Overcome a Girl. So you can just drop me a message. And then we do COD deliveries in PE, or we courier to you nationwide.
All right, I'll go a country. You've heard it here first. Nikki Haramsa, really encouraging us all to write a book. Honestly, you've sparked that thing in me. And I'm sure you sparked it in a couple of listeners as well in I'll Go a Country. Nikki, have an amazing day.
Thanks, Kia. You too, eh? Bless you.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.